This is Star Stuff on ABC News Radio.
Coming up on Star Stuff, discovery of the most distant galaxy ever seen, the space shuttle Atlantis blasts into orbit, and construction resumes on the International Space Station Alpha. Scientists think they've found the most distant galaxy ever seen. The galaxy called OKR-1 is nearly 13 billion light-years away. Not bad, considering the universe itself is only about 13.7 billion years old. A light-year is a distance of about 10 trillion kilometres. It's the distance a photon travels in a year at 300,000 kilometres per second, which is the speed of light at a vacuum, the absolute maximum speed limit of the universe. Astronomers work out the distance of objects by looking at their redshifts in the electromagnetic spectrum. You see, when you study light through a spectrum, you can see various emission lines which are caused by different elements. You see, the further away the light source is, the more these elemental lines are shifted to the red end of the spectrum. And conversely, the closer an object is, the more these lines are shifted to the blue end of the spectrum. That's because the wavelengths themselves are stretched or compressed depending on whether they're moving towards you or moving away from you. Very much like the change in pitch you get from a train horn as the train passes. The universe is still expanding out from the initial Big Bang, the start of creation 13.7 billion years ago, and so light from receding objects tends to move towards the red end of the spectrum, in other words, into redder wavelengths. And the older an object is, the greater its redness. The new discovery is important because it could help explain how stars formed at the very dawn of time. That's because this galaxy is so far away that the light waves which have reached the Earth are depicting it as the system of stars existed shortly after the very Big Bang of creation. It's a period that's known to astronomers as the Dark Ages. Scientists have been unable to directly observe that time period until now. To discover this distant galaxy, astronomers working with the Subaru Telescope Facility in Hawaii had to develop a special filter. This filter picked up light that had been stretched over billions of years to the red end of the electromagnetic spectrum by the expanding universe. Now, the team were actually expecting to find heaps of galaxies all around, say, 12.88 billion years away. You see, they had already found hundreds of galaxies at redshifts of around 900 million years after the Big Bang. But when they looked at even higher redshifts, about 700 million years after the very Big Bang of creation, they found only one object that could be identified as genuinely being a galaxy. Astronomers think they were witnessing a process called reionization. The theory goes something like this. The very first stars were huge, massive things, and they cooked most of the free-floating hydrogen atoms in the universe into the transparent plasma gas that fills much of the universe today. According to this theory, light from other galaxies, just as old as OKI-1, is blocked by hydrogen atoms that were still whole and had not yet gone through the reionization process. In other words, the universe hadn't yet become transparent. Of course, that's just one theory. On the other hand, it could simply be that there were very few galaxies existing during this time period, which, remember, is only about 780 million years after creation. Of course, that would then mean that reionization had already taken place by then. Either way, it shows that the universe has changed quite substantially in the 60 million years that separate OKI-1 and the next oldest galaxies to be observed from Earth. The discovery also backs theories about the hierarchical formation of big galaxies. It means the huge galaxy clusters we see today were definitely built up over time as smaller galaxies collided and merged. It's a process which is still happening now. Our own galaxy, the Milky Way, and our nearest big neighbouring galaxy, Andromeda, will be colliding in a few billion years' time. This also shows that the bigger, more luminous galaxies were just not in place at 700 million years after the Big Bang. But just 200 million years later, there were many more of them. So it's possible there must have been a lot of merging smaller galaxies during that time. So when were the first stars born? Well, astronomers think at this stage at least, the first stars were probably born when the universe was around 100 million years old. Dating those first stars and galaxies is important. That's because these bodies were fueled by hydrogen, and in turn, they cooked the heavier elements such as carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen, that eventually became the basis of today's stars, today's planets and people. Josh Hawthorne is a senior astronomer with the Anglo-Australian Telescope.
The Japanese group using the Subaru telescope in Hawaii have been searching for galaxies at the very edge of the observable universe. They in fact have held a series of records for pushing back the frontiers. And of course, as you look deeper and deeper into the universe, you're going to higher and higher redshifts, as we say, which means that you're seeing further back in time. Now, the universe is 13.7 billion years of age, as far as we can tell. And the previous record was to find a couple of galaxies within about 700 million years of the Big Bang, the time of creation when the universe came into existence. So their previous record got us to within 700 million years of the Big Bang, which was something like 13 billion years ago. Their new claim is that they've found galaxies within about 550 to 600 million years of the Big Bang. So that doesn't sound very significant in terms of how much further back we've looked. But in terms of experimental technique, it is a significant achievement.
How did they see that far back?
The way they achieved that was to make a filter which, when they place this on the telescope, allows them to avoid the bright sky emission. When you look at the night sky, it seems very dark to the human eye, but to a telescope, the night sky is actually quite bright. But what you find, in fact, is that the sky is not evenly bright across the entire spectrum. It's only bright in certain regions, and that's because of spectral lines coming from the atmosphere and coming from reflected light from sodium street lamps.
How did they know that what they were looking at deep in space-time was in fact an early galaxy?
The way that they established that this must be a narrow spectral line from hydrogen coming from the very early universe was to look at the same patch of sky in other spectral bands. So, for example, in astronomy, we have imaging filters that allow you to see blue light, green light, red light. A galaxy which is much closer to us, say a galaxy in the nearby universe, you can see that galaxy almost always in blue light, green light, and red light. But in fact, galaxies which are further away, they become invisible in the blue light. They are still visible in the green and the red part of the spectrum. Galaxies which are even further away are invisible in blue and green, but they're barely perceptible in the red part of the spectrum. And galaxies as distant as the one found by the Japanese are completely invisible in the blue, green, and red. So they're invisible in the optical part of the spectrum. But they are still just visible in the near-infrared part of the spectrum. That's part of the spectrum that our eye does not see and is sort of beyond the optical part of the spectrum in wavelength.
When you get that far back in space-time, where are you? You must be not long after the Big Bang actually started, and you must be somewhere around what astronomers refer to as the Dark Ages.
Yes, indeed. The searching for the so-called Dark Ages is sort of the frontier of cosmology today. So the universe is maybe 13.7 billion years old, and we think the Dark Ages, the point at which stars switched on for the first time to give rise to the light that we know from stars today, was something like 500 million years after the Big Bang.